Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Understanding Flexible Management in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. Today's presenter is Randall Anders. Randall has been employed by IBM since February 2000. Since that time, he has worked on many WebSphere Application Server products dating back to version 3.5. Randall has had a positive impact on many teams during his tenure at IBM, such as systems verification test, development, data education, and currently WebSphere Application Server Level 2 support. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Randall.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Randall Anders, and I would like to talk with you guys today about this particular presentation, Understanding Flexible Management in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. This presentation will explain the new flexible management model introduced in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. This model differs from the SAIL model in several ways, such as loose coupling of systems, no central repository for configuration data, and asynchronous processing of most administrative commands. The presentation also describes the main components associated with flexible management. Slide 2, please. Our agenda for today is to discuss the overview of flexible management, a new model for system administration introduced in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. This includes a discussion of the problems and limitations associated with the SAIL model and an explanation of how these are overcome using the flexible management model. It then presents a description of the major components of flexible management, the job manager and the administrative agent. And then we'll look at a few problem determination techniques and some of the known APARs that have been released since version 7.0 has been released. Slide 3, please. The next section will provide an overview of flexible management, describing the problems that it addresses and showing the ways in which it differs from the network deployment model. Next slide, please. This slide shows the topology used by the network deployment model. In this model, a single deployment manager controls the administration of the collection of systems. This collection is known as a SEL. All configuration data is maintained by the deployment manager in a collection of files and directories known as the Master Configuration Repository. This single repository is the only place where changes can occur in the configuration for any node in the SEL. In a network deployment environment, administration programs such as the Administrative Console and WSAdmin must connect to the deployment manager, not to other nodes in the SEL. Security for each server in the SEL is controlled by the security setting of the deployment manager using a single username and password that applies to the entire SEL. The deployment manager connects across a network to one or more WebSphere application server endpoints. These endpoints are abstract connections containing a node agent process, zero or more application servers, and a local configuration repository. The local configuration repository is just a copy of parts of the master configuration repository used for faster access of data. The configuration information cannot be changed by modifying the local configuration repository. All of this should be fairly familiar to most of us on the call, as this is our current network deployment model that's existed for quite some time. Next slide, please. This slide shows some of the limitations found in the network deployment model. The entire system is tightly coupled, and commands from the deployment manager to the servers are processed synchronously. This requires a high-speed, low-latency network to maintain an acceptable level of performance. Additionally, the synchronous handling of requests can cause significant problems when trying to scale this environment to include large numbers of servers. Slide 6, please. This slide, which is slide 6, shows the topology used in a flexible management environment. In this environment, there can be one or more job manager endpoints, each containing a job manager process and running code for a job manager console. There is also a cache of endpoint information to minimize the time needed to fetch certain pieces of information. If there are multiple job managers, they are not clones of each other but are completely independent entities. The job managers connect through a network to one or more WebSphere application server endpoints. Each of these endpoints contains a WebSphere node. The node contains a process called the administrative agent, which runs code for an administrative console known as the administrative agent console. The node also contains a local configuration repository and some number of application servers. It is also possible to have a job manager control one or more deployment managers, as shown in the bottom right section of the slide. Next slide, please. Flexible management environments rely on asynchronous processing of work units, known as jobs, from the job manager. This lends itself to large scaling and can support many application servers without degrading performance. It also reduces latency and bandwidth requirements on the network. Even dial-up lines to remote sites can work well without slowing down the overall system. Additionally, configuration information does not exist beyond the node level, so there is no bottleneck associated with assessing a master configuration repository. Flexible management is not a replacement for the network deployment model, but can be used as an alternative to it. And the two can be combined by having a job manager coordinate management actions across multiple deployment managers. Slide 8, please. The next section will discuss the key components of flexible management. Slide 9, please. The administrative agent is a new server type that was added to support flexible management. It is a new profile type, and the various tools that can create profiles have been modified to support creation and maintenance of this profile. The administrative agent does many things, as shown on this slide. To participate in flexible management, base servers first register themselves with the administrative agent. When a base application server registers with an administrative agent, much of the administrative console that was in the base server is subsumed by the administrative agent. This results in a significantly smaller and faster starting base server. When a base server registers with the job manager, it first contacts the administrative agent, which handles the registration. The administrative agent can be used to manage application servers, even in the absence or failure of the job manager. Finally, the administrative agent polls the job manager for jobs on behalf of the application servers. Slide 10, please. The second component we want to talk about is the job manager. This is a new server type that was added to support flexible management as well. This new profile type and the various tools that can create profiles have also been modified to support creation and the maintenance of this profile. The job manager is absolutely central to flexible management. To participate in flexible management, a base server first registers itself with the administrative agent. The base server must then register with the job manager. If a deployment manager wants to participate in an environment controlled by a job manager, the deployment manager registers directly with the job manager. No administrative agent is involved in this case. The main use of the job manager is to queue jobs to application servers in a flexible management environment. These queued jobs are pulled from the job manager by the administrative agent and distributed to the appropriate application server or servers. Slide 11, please. The units of work that are handled by the flexible management environment are known as jobs. The semantics of these jobs are typically straightforward, and the jobs require a few parameters. The jobs are processed asynchronously and can have an activation time, expiration time, and a recurrence indicator. You can specify that an email notification be sent upon completion of a job. Additionally, you can view the current status of a job by issuing a status command. Next slide, please. A few examples of jobs in a flexible management environment are installing an application, creating an application server, running a WS admin script on a remote node, and many, many others. Slide 13, please. I really like to show this chart and discuss this one because it's a good example that shows the possible topology combining flexible management and the traditional network deployment environment. As you can see, several network deployment cells are being managed by two job managers. When a network deployment cell is managed by a job manager, only the deployment manager is registered. The node agents and application servers are managed by the deployment manager of their cell. Business as usual. The diagram also shows that a job manager can control a combination of administrative agents with their associated application servers and deployment managers. The slide shows that a deployment manager can register with multiple job managers. A base application server can also register with multiple job managers through a single administrative agent. Registering with multiple job managers gives multiple points of control and improves availability. Slide 14, please. This next section discusses at a really high level some of the steps that are needed to create and configure the flexible management environment. Slide 15, please. This slide shows the main steps for creating a flexible management environment. The intent is to create a minimal environment that supports flexible management operations. The first step is to create the profiles. A minimum of three profiles must be created, one for the base application server, one for the administrative agent, and one for the job manager. The profiles can be created in any order. Once the profiles have been created, the administrative agent and job manager should be started. The order of starting the two flexible management processes is not important. The next step is to register the application server with the administrative agent. Once this is done, the server should register with the job manager. If a deployment manager is to be registered, this can be done anytime after the job manager has been started. The next several slides will provide more details on these steps. Slide 16, please. The profiles are created in the typical way using either the Manage Profiles command or the Profile Management tool. This slide shows a panel from the Profile Management tool that is displayed after you choose to create a management profile. You'll notice that there are two new server types available within the management profile, the administrative agent and the job manager. If you choose the administrative agent option, you create a management profile that contains an administrative agent server. Similarly, if you choose the job manager option, you create a management profile that contains a job manager server. Next slide, please. This slide shows the use of the Manage Profiles command to create a job manager profile followed by an administrative agent profile. The first command shows how to create a job manager, and the second command shows how to create an administrative agent. Notice that both commands use the management profile template and then contain a special value for the server type parameter, which is new from version 7. The server types capital with all capital letters, job underscore manager, and admin underscore agent are the two new server types in WebSphere Application Server version 7. These are used to create a profile that contains the job manager or the administrative agent server. It's very important that you take note of the case, because if at any point you happen to use mixed case or lowercase, this manage profiles command will fail. Next slide, please. This slide shows one way to start the administrative agent and job manager servers. In each case, you change to the bin directory of the profile associated with the server that you want to start. Then you invoke the start server script, giving either admin agent or job manager, depending on whether you want to start the administrative agent or the job manager. Again, pay close attention to the spelling of the names admin agent and job manager. These are all lowercase. They're not mixed case or they're not uppercase like we specified for the server type. They have to be admin agent as you see it here and job manager as you see it here as well. At this point, we don't have any support for changing the name of the administrative agent or the job manager. They have to be the two names that we see listed here. The log file structure, in addition to what is written to standard out and standard error, is similar to the log file structure and output of other WebSphere servers. Next slide, please. This section discusses registration, the process by which a node becomes a part of the flexible management environment. Slide 20, please. Now that the profiles have been created and the flexible management server processes have been started, the base server profile can be registered with the administrative agent. To do this, we use the register node command. The sample invocation of the register node command shown in this slide is a typical one. You need to provide the profile path for the application server profile that you are registering with the administrative agent, and the connection information to allow the application server and the administrative agent to communicate with each other. Additional examples of the commands shown here, along with detailed descriptions of the various parameters, are available in the WebSphere Application Server Version 7 Info Center. One of the things that we usually suggest to clients with registering with the admin agent as well as with the job manager is to create a small script. As some of the commands or the parameters supplied with the register node command can be a little cumbersome, and to prevent from having any typos or errors, a lot of clients will put them in a script and run them. It makes it a little bit easier for them. Next slide, please. To register the base server profile with the job manager, you will need to use WSAdmin to connect to the administrative agent. You will then use the register with job manager command of the admin task object to register. Again, you will note the case of the register with job manager command. It is mixed case, and sometimes we have problems. If you have a typo, you're going to have an issue there. So you want to make sure that you have the case correct here. And again, that's where we suggest maybe adding this to a script such that you can prevent from having any typos or things of that nature. Next slide, please. If you want a deployment manager to be registered with the job manager, no administrative agent is involved, so the register node command is not used. Instead, use WSAdmin to connect to the job manager, not to the administrative agent. Just as in the case of registering a base server profile with the job manager, use the register with job manager command of the admin task object. Next slide, please. This example examines how to administer a managed node from the administrative console of the administrative agent. Slide 24, please. In this example, you can see what needs to be done to administer an administrative agent or a base node that is registered through the administrative agent. When a base node is registered, much of the administrative code, including the administrative console code and the associated application servers, is passed on to the administrative agent. This results in a smaller footprint for the application servers and faster startup time. The administrative console code runs in the administrative agent and is accessed in the same way as the administrative console in distributed systems. The URL to use is shown above. Next slide, please. Once this URL is entered, the first choice you will have is to choose which node to administer. You can choose the administrative agent or any of the base nodes registered to that administrative agent. Since each node might have its own username and password, the prompt for these will not appear until after you have chosen the node that you want to administer. Once you have chosen the node and entered the username and password, you can use the console in the same way that it is used in distributed systems, as in WebSphere Application Server version 6.1. I mentioned usernames and passwords here, but I'm not going into any detail from a security standpoint with flexible management. That can be covered in other presentations or found in other places like the Info Center. The scope of this presentation is not to discuss security, but just to overview the major components within the flexible management system. Next slide, please. This example examines how to submit a scripting job from the job manager to a managed node. Slide 27, please. One type of job that the job manager might queue to a base server is submitting a script for the base server to run. This can be done using the Job Manager Administrative Console, or WSAdmin. Typically, scripting jobs are submitted when finer control is needed than is available when a higher-level job is submitted from the job manager. For example, application deployment can be done from the job manager, but you will not have the same level of control that you have when you perform application deployment from a network deployment environment. To allow the same level of control, you can submit a scripting job to the base server to do the application deployment. In this case, you have the maximum control possible. Next slide, please. From a high level, there are really only two steps involved to invoke a WSAdmin script to run on the base server to do application deployment. The first step distributes the script file from the job manager to the node where the script is to be run. The second step requests the remote node to run the script using WSAdmin. Next slide, please. This slide shows the panel displayed by the Job Manager Administrative Console for choosing the job type. In this case, you choose Distribute File to transfer the script file from the job manager to the target node. Subsequent steps will let you choose targets, schedule the job for a particular time, and set other parameters. Next slide, please. After the script file has been transferred to the target node, you must cause it to be run. This slide shows the panel displayed by the Job Manager Administrative Console for choosing the job type. In this case, you choose Run WSAdmin Script to cause the script file to be run on the target node. Next slide, please. The previous slide showed how to use the Job Manager Administrative Console to transfer the script file and then cause it to be run on the target node. However, for many situations, it might be more convenient to bypass the console and use WSAdmin to run on the job manager to perform the sequence. This screen shows some of the Jython commands that can be used from WSAdmin to do the same thing that you did with the console. Notice in both of these commands, the source and the target. In this particular instance, pay close attention to where the file will actually be moved. In the second bullet, you can see that once the file is transferred over, it puts it into a directory called Downloaded Content. That folder may not be there before you start to run this task, but after you run this task, you should see a folder called Downloaded Content that will have the whatever the file is that you're transferring over at that time. Next slide, please. So let's look at a few troubleshooting tips and a few known APARs now. Slide 33, please. If you're having problems registering a node, One of the things you should do is ensure that the job manager and the admin agent are running prior to running the registration commands. Also, you need to ensure that the port being used is the admin host port, which is actually called admin underscore host port, and not the SOAP port or the RMI port. The admin host port can be found in the following file. You look under WebSphere Home, Profiles, the job manager profile name, config, sales, job manager cell name, the nodes, and the job manager node name is where you'll find the server index XML file that will have all of these ports listed. That's where you will find the admin underscore host port. Also, take note that if the clocks are too far askew on all of the systems involved, then unwanted behavior may be seen when trying to schedule jobs. It's recommended that they be no more than 5 minutes apart from each other. If a job is unattempted, review the job availability window to ensure that there were no mistakes made when setting the time for the job to run. I think the panel shows it in either 12-hour or 24-hour format. So if you notice that a job has not been attempted, you want to go back to that panel and make sure that what you wanted to run from a timing standpoint is actually set. Next slide, please. When distributing a file, you'll need to copy the file that you want to distribute to the config temp job manager directory of the job manager profile. If the job manager directory does not exist, then create the job manager directory in the job manager profile, config temp directory. This goes hand in hand with the WSAdmin command that we saw a few slides ago, where we provided a source and the target. You'll want to ensure that you have the file in the proper place before running that particular command. For the source, specify that the uniform resource locator or the URL for the file that you want to distribute. For the default distribution provider, the location is a file URL relative to the job manager profile in this particular directory. It's the job manager profile config temp job manager directory. For the destination, specify the location on the target node where the job manager stores the file. The destination parameter is relative to the downloaded content directory of the administrative agent or the deployment manager profile, as we mentioned a few slides ago. The status result of a run WSAdmin script job depends on the return code of the script. When the return code is zero, the job is marked as successful. When the return code is a value that is not zero, the job is marked as failed. Next slide, please. If the system fails when unregistering a deployment manager or a standalone application server from a job manager, you may want to run the cleanup managed node command in the job manager node group to clean up the job manager registration information. The command does not remove the job history of the node that you are unregistering. Jobs in progress continue to run, but new jobs do not start for the node. You can see the topic on the job manager node command group for the admin task object for more information on this particular command in the info center. From a tracing perspective, for the two components that we've introduced, being the job manager and the admin agent, these are the two trace strings that can be used to give you vital information for each component. For the job manager, the com.ibm.ws.management.system.star equals all trace string will provide really sufficient information, especially with registering with the job manager and with any scheduling of jobs. You'll see very valuable information in the logs for when jobs are run, when they're successful, when they failed, the time that they were supposed to run, provides very useful information there. And for the admin agent, It's com.ibm.ws.management.agent.star=all. And when that's set, you'll see the polling that happens. You'll see it poll the job manager for jobs and other control mechanisms or other things that it needs to do with any of the base nodes that are registered with it. Setting this particular trace string will provide good information there if there's any problems that you need to debug. Next slide, please. I wanted to look at some of the job manager's known APARs. And at the time that this presentation was created, the latest fix pack was 7009. However, since then, 7011 has been released, and we do have a few APARs that have gone into 7011 that are not included in this presentation. Fortunately, there aren't any for the job manager. When we get to the admin agent section, I'll go over the two that are in 7011 for the admin agent. I'm not going to go over all of these. I just want to touch on a few that we see here for the job manager known APARs. For instance, APAR PM03239. This is a problem where the job manager admin console screen shows additional installed products. In the job manager admin console, the list of installed products may contain extra entries that do not have associated version numbers. These extra entries can be confusing and should not be displayed. A code change was made that will hide the product names that did not contain associated version numbers from the job manager administrative console. These product names are for internal use and may be confusing. Another one to note of interest for the job manager was included in Fix Pack 7, and it is PK98417. And this one dealt with a null pointer exception on the job manager console on the no collection screen. In particular, the job manager admin console would throw a null pointer exception, and this would happen when certain stack products and feature packs were installed or upgraded and were registered with the node with the job manager. And again, a code change was made to make sure that the node collection panel displays what's expected there. Another one of note to note was in Fix Pack 7005, and it is PK84245. And this one was regarding messages filling up the system error when the job manager is stopped. When the deployment manager is registered to the job manager or an admin agent head, or an admin agent has managed nodes that are registered to a job manager, and the job manager is not running, the system error log would become completely full of error messages. They were written to the system error log at an interval of every 30 seconds or so. So if you see that, that one has already been taken care of. The recommendation on that issue is, as part of normal flexible management function, when a managed node, either a deployment manager or a node managed by an admin agent, is registered with the job manager, the deployment manager or admin agent will periodically attempt to contact the job manager to see if there are any jobs available. The amount of time between attempted contacts is called the polling interval and is set to 30 seconds by default. The problem that we've noticed here occurs when the deployment manager or the admin agent is running, but the job manager to which the managed node has been registered has not been started or cannot be contacted. In such cases, an error is written to the system error log of the admin agent or the deployment manager at every polling interval. This can quickly fill the system error log with repetitive information, especially when the polling interval is short. So the code was modified in this instance to not print any information to the admin agent or the deployment manager's system error log when the job manager cannot be contacted during the routine polling interval. Instead, there's a new message that's periodically printed to the system out log, and it says that the job manager at whatever the host name is and whatever the port cannot be contacted. And that particular message prevents the logs from being filled up. Next slide, please. One that I want to call our attention to on this page is one that was included in 7003, and it is APAR 75439. And the issue here was the job manager would exhibit high CPU usage in large-scale flexible management deployments. And under those large-scale environments, the job manager would exhibit performance degradation and high CPU usage. And what was done was that the code was modified to cast the certificate aliases of trusted certificates for faster lookup times. There was a property added to control the size of the alias cache. The property value was called com.ibm.websphere.security.rsa certificate alias cache. This information can be found in the Info Center. The default value is 5,000 and can be increased for larger deployments. The value must be entered into the range of 1 to n, where n is a valid positive integer that is greater than or equal to the number of nodes registered with the job manager. Most users will not need to add this property unless their job manager topology exceeds 5,000 registered nodes. The value can be set using the admin console. And to view the administrative console page, you go into security, global security, custom properties, and that's where you can add that custom property. I thought that one was important to mention because a lot of clients want to take advantage of this flexible management environment, and they may have really large-scale environments, and if they're at a lower level, then they may experience that particular issue, and they need to know that the custom property can be added if they have security enabled in their environment. Next slide, please. Okay, for the administrative agent, I mentioned a few minutes ago that there are two new APARs that have gone into FixPack 70011 that's not included in this presentation. And the APAR number, I'll give this one to you very slowly for one of them, is PK99732. PK99732. And the title of this particular APAR is that there's a missing server section in the secure proxy registered admin agent. And basically for this one, the server section in the navigation panel is missing when you click on secure proxy. And so code was changed so that it was properly displayed under the server section. The second one that was included in 70011 is PM07634. PM07634. And the title of that APAR is App Management that List Applications Workspace ID equals null on the admin agent returns no applications. Basically, if you're using WS Admin and you're trying to list the applications on the admin agent, it would not return anything. So this was fixed as well, and right, the code was fixed here so that now when you run that command, you get the appropriate list of applications back for the admin agent. One or two others for the admin agent that I wanted to call to our attention is PM00997. PM00997. This is one that applied to the ZOS. This one is specific for ZOS clients. And the title is when you're unable to start an application server after registering to the admin agent. What was happening was there was a Java security cert exception that was thrown. Specifically, it was java.security.cert.certpathvalidator exception. And there was a certificate chaining error. It's seen when you register the application server with the admin agent on ZOS using file-based key stores. The server was unable to make a connection with the admin agent after the server starts, and there were SSL handshake errors preventing the connection. And the problem conclusion for this was that when file-based key stores are used on ZOS and an application server registers with the admin agent key store and SSL context cache were not getting cleared on both the servant and control regions. And modifications were made to make sure that the caches get cleared up on both regions through an MBean call. And another that we want to look at was included in Fix Pack 7. It's PK97989, where there were errors in the FFDC log during admin agent registration when using the SAF key rings. Again, this is particular for our ZOS clients. There would be an IO exception that would say the profile for the ring is not found in the FFDC logs. And the recommendation is that when the administrative agent registration takes place and SAF key rings are being used for key stores, the register node command is not supposed to do any signer exchanging. This is supposed to take place before registration takes place. The same requirement holds for an add node. There was an attempt to access the SAF key ring in the register code that caused the FFDC error to appear. So the code was changed so that we moved the check for the RACF key store types before the attempt to access the key store takes place. And there was one that was the last one I think that I'll mention here was in Fix Pack 7003, and that's PK79936, where the server fails to discover the admin agent. What was happening was that when using the admin agent and attempting to start up one of the servers on a registered node via the admin console, the server would start and the status would show it started in the console, but there were error messages in the admin console saying that it failed to start and that you needed to check the JVM logs. When you looked at the system out log, you would see that the last few entries said failed to send out the discovery message to the process admin agent. And the recommendation there is if a profile name of a registered node begins with default, the inter-process connector, IPC connector code, in the admin agent would conclude that the profile key is null, and this would result in the wrong admin subsystem being used for the connection. The application server's log would contain failed to send out the discovery message to the process admin agent. So what happened was the IPC connector code was updated to correctly distinguish between profiles when one or more have a name beginning with default. So those are a few APARs that I thought were worth mentioning. Again, I didn't go over all of them, but you can see there's not very many for the admin agent and the job manager, including the two new ones that we have in 7011. Next page, please. Slide number 40. So in summary, in this presentation, you've been introduced to the main components of flexible management, the administrative agent, and the job manager. And we've seen their function in a flexible management environment. You've seen an overview of what is needed to configure the new flexible management model. And you've seen the sequence of steps involved, followed by a more detailed discussion of creating the needed profiles and starting the required servers. This was also followed by an explanation of the registration process by which a node becomes part of the flexible management environment. We also looked at two tasks that an administrator of a flexible management environment might need to perform. In the first example, we introduced the admin console of the admin agent. In the second example, we looked at submitting a scripting job from the job manager to the managed node. We saw that this actually involves two high-level steps, distributing the script file and then causing the managed node to run the script. We had a very brief introduction to the administrative console of the job manager and saw that the same results can be affected using WS admin running on the job manager. We also went over the two tracing the two trace strings for each particular component and the value that we can derive from using those trace strings, as well as viewing the latest fixed packs and some of the new fixed packs that are out there, or the new APARs that are included in the latest fixed packs. Again, within this particular presentation, we didn't go into much detail about each particular component for the job manager and the admin agent. And if there's any interest, we will probably have another WSTE session, which would be a little more advanced, that would go into all of the details within the job manager from a scheduling perspective and some of the things that at a little more detailed level as to what we can do with each particular component. Next slide, please. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphereUserGroup.org for user group information and for more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. With that said, I'll turn it back over to Joseph Lamb.
Thank you, Randall, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
I have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.